Blog Talk Radio.
It's the real talk, the real talk with me.
Everyone, each one of you for joining me tonight, the Real Talk Robert Simmons Show, the very first show for 2016. Tonight we are broadcasting live from the Bayou Cajun Restaurant on the Beach Boulevard, as well as streaming on podcast radio around the world. If you're looking to tune in, go ahead and visit www.realtalkrobert.com and click on the radio listen now app. Special thanks goes out to all my sponsors for helping to make this event possible, as well as all the fans, viewers, and supporters. If you've listened to my show before, you know that this show highlights conversations and current events affecting our lifestyles, socially, and economically. Tonight's show is no exception. Our topic for this evening is Duval, the Bangham. What can we do as a community to keep the streets of Jacksonville safe? Jacksonville is known for its high crime rates and shootings, hence the name Bangham. If you've watched the news lately, many of you have noticed the crime rates have taken off rapidly. Only 3 months into the new year, from 2-year-old Aiden, who was a victim of a senseless drive-by shooting, which happens to be on the same street that my church is on, it goes on without saying change is definitely needed to help make things better. And I'm going to go right to my question. As a state attorney, as Jacksonville's crime rate continues to grow, in only 3 months into the year, the people of Jacksonville are more concerned. That was my first question. First, can you please tell us a little bit about the day-to-day operations of what the state attorney's office does in the community? And only 3 months into the year, the people of Jacksonville are growing concerned for their lives and the lives of their loved ones. In your opinion, why do you believe there are such an increase in the crime in the first place?
We need to come together
Now, we're talking about the community. In what way can the community work with the state attorney's office to help reduce the crime rate in Jacksonville?
They are throwing away their freedom with both hands, and we have to teach them that that's the wrong way to live your life, that the effort that they put towards crime, if they would channel their God-given talents into other opportunities, they would be thriving like all of the people that are here tonight.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, especially on a certain part. I saw a guy, and he was like, oh, you're interviewing Angela Corey, this is what's up. And I said, well, it's like this, you know. Most of the people that come in front of her did come. I said, I see her all the time, but I'm on the other side of the door.
And that's the point. Angela Corey, the person, and Angela Corey, the state attorney, I don't go out looking for people to bring into the system. I don't know they're in the system until they're under arrest.
Right.
And so then the question is, what do we do with people once they've been brought to our attention? Well, we run 15 diversion programs within the state attorney's office that benefit first-time offenders, both juvenile and adults. Those are programs we run, but we don't have to run, but we believe in them. It's a March Justice Initiative, but Mr. Austin started that 4 decades ago.
Right.
So anyone who's committed a first offense, a theft, or even some small burglary or some other minor crimes, we get them the first chance. We give them a chance to resolve the crime they committed, a drug problem or a mental health problem. We're also committed to drug court, mental health court. We now have veterans court, and we refer cases to all of those specialty positions.
Okay. Well, in closing, is there anything you'd like to address?
Just that I hope people will weed through the misinformation, dig through it, find out the truth about what's going on, find out the true facts about these cases. Let law enforcement do its job to protect all of us in this community, because I think they're doing a fabulous job, and our office is committed to working with them to keep this community safe.
Well, thank you so much. You guys heard it from the best. Give a round of applause for our state attorney, Angela Corey. And remember, knowledge is power. So go out, get the right information before you pass judgment. Now, we're going to go right into it. From the Justice Coalition, I'm going to let this next lady explain what she does herself. I've been knowing her for some years now, and she does a phenomenal job in the community, with victims, advocates, and things like that. At this time, I'm going to present to you no other than Ms. Ann Duggar, the president of the Justice Coalition. You guys give her a warm welcome.
Thank you so much for having us tonight.
Once again, to talk to you, we have just a great flowing conversation. You are the director of the Justice Coalition. Let the audience know a little bit about what you guys do and how you help people.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for having us tonight.
Thank you for coming.
The Justice Coalition advocates for innocent victims of violent crime. We're proactive against the fight of crime. We also have a newspaper that's called The Victims Advocate. We feature the area's most wanted, unsolved murders, and missing persons in Jacksonville. But the greatest thing we have is the advocacy program, and that is being there to accommodate, to accompany the victims to court, helping them to know, because we are a victims' rights group. We help them to know what their rights are every step of the way in the court proceedings, from the pretrial hearing to the trial to the conclusion.
Now, I see you on the news quite often, and we're talking about the violence. When that happened, are there programs or things in place where people can come to you anonymously? Because what I've seen a lot of times is people know who's done crime, and I know you guys have a great track record on finding fugitives. So if you just give us a little brief statement about that, because you guys have a great track record when it comes to that.
Well, a lot of times people are afraid to just speak, to tell the truth.
Awesome. Just give us one testimony on what you guys have done for the victims. I know that you have tons. The shortest one you have would be awesome. And we are back. Thank our previous guest that had on.
Absolutely. We're going to go right to it. What is this program about?
Okay. So basically, the Black Male College Floors Program is a statewide initiative for at-risk African-American males. The program actually comes in two phases. We have a year-round phase as well as a summer phase. Year-round phase, students focus on tutoring, ACT, SAT preparation, that kind of thing. Just building them up, making them a better man. We took them to the Florida Classic this past semester.
Hey, hello,
kind of fun.
Yeah, those kind of things, you know. But we also teach them, like, police etiquette, you know, the do's and don'ts, you know, when an officer is approaching you. So we had an officer by the name of Ron Williams from Jacksonville Sheriff's Office come over and do that for them while they were in Orlando with the whole state black male programs, which is all the HBCUs.
Okay.
So it's a beautiful thing. And then the second phase is the summer phase, where the kids actually come and live on campus. And they move on campus as if they're college students. So I tell my parents, your child will have all the experiences you had in college, with the exception of the wild frat parties that you attended. they won't be able to see any wild frat parties with them. But they'll be able to experience the college life, be educated, as well as, in some instances, be employed all on the page, as well as LinkedIn information.
Is this a nonprofit organization, or is it state funded, or both?
It's funded through state legislators. Mm-hmm. So the program is funded through state appropriations. But Edwards College is a 501c3 organization. Yes, sir.
So that means you take money.
Yes, we take money. We do. Yes, we do.
And you know, to find it at pwc.edu, is there a link to make a donation?
There is not a link on the website, but if you reach out to me, my email address is d.gardner@ewc.edu, and I can connect you with our institutional advancement department, and they have various methods to receive that payment.
Now, as I ask interviewers, I always like to ask the director of the company to give us an example or a testimony of how your organization has done something in the community. Not a long story, just, you know, hey, I met a young lawyer, you know, that
right. Day in and day out, man, this is what we do. So, for instance, I could talk about one student we had in our program. He was in the program before I was even a director.
Mm-hmm.
I met him. He lived on Flag Street. That's what he lived on Flag Street. So anybody know anything about Jacksonville, live on Flag, that's where he stayed. Now he's a college student. He attends Florida A&M University right now. He's on his second year in college. So he's doing well. And we have a student over at South Carolina State. We have a student at Edwards College. Actually, we had a student who just got accepted at Edwards College 2 days ago. We had another student who's working on track scholarship for Edwards College. So, I mean, I can give you multiple instances just because this is what we do.
Wow, that is awesome. Like, you guys thought about maybe working with the state, or maybe you already have,
right?
Attorney's office and things like that. You know, we're trying to bring everybody
together. Yeah, I've had some instances where I've worked with Alan Latter, who's the director of the Virgin over at the state attorney's office in Carla. I've worked with her. She worked over at the state attorney's office as well. So we've definitely had, a few different deals. And Brooks, she was part of this juvenile coalition that I was in and stuff like that. So, you know, we've definitely had some good sharing.
Well, right now, exactly how intense is the police etiquette program? That has been a hot topic in every major city in North America for the past 3-6 years. Police etiquette, you know, and people disagree on how you should act.
My students disagree with the police officer while he was there. You know, it's suited and booted. You know, they're going to disagree. But the facts are the facts. You know, when Officer Williams, you know,
I happen to know Ron.
You know Ron, yeah, great guy, good friend of mine, you know. But when
I think it's going to come down to guys like you and myself or whoever help educate, because we live in a generation. I was just watching the news yesterday. The 50-year-olds that they arrested for, they hopped in a stolen car and was driving like it was a GTA. And they got to court. They were, you know, smiling. You know.
And it happened in my neighborhood.
And I'm like,
when, growing up all my life, that's what happened. I mean, when you're growing up, you think those kind of things cool. I grew up in the projects in Oregon, Polk County. And if you did that, you got a pat on your back when you came home. I mean, it was like making all A's in your report card. So those same guys, that next day when they went home, man, it was almost like their birthday, because it's called, they work off street credentials. So they do certain things to make themselves feel as if they're a certain person or be portrayed a certain way.
I agree. Now, I mean, maybe I'm about to tell my age, our age, but I'm from what you would call the hood, too. I just don't remember us doing. Like,
dude, we were doing it. We were doing it. We were doing it.
I think a lot of it has to do with maybe the video games or whatever. I mean, you know, South Florida, 8-year-old grabbed his mom's gun and went and robbed her. Or like,
they have
no realization of what's going on. They have a program like you guys have going on, and man, we want to thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Things like that. You guys give it up for Mr. Darren Garner over at EWC, the director of the Black Male College Explore program. We're going to take one more 2-minute break, and then we're going to conclude the show. We'll let you guys go, then we're going to go right into our after festivities. We'll be right back.
Right.
And we are back, and we're in our closing segment of the show. And I call this part the response from the audience. And if you're out there listening, you can call me at 215.
Corey doing, I mean, it's all about community. We have to get out there and, you know, fix the problem ourselves. We can't wait on the law to fix it. Can't wait on, you know, higher powers to fix it. The community will have to do it.
Right, right, right. Now, Mr. Gardner from the, and we'll give a special shout out to the Gardner Empire. Make sure you check him out on Facebook at the Gardner Empire. What is it, brother? We live over there. You can just... Bottle Delicious Cakes. Bottle Delicious Cakes. Best cupcakes. We're plug that way. I want a cupcake now. All right, now, he was speaking about police etiquette. That's major. In fact, I'm going to do an entire show just on that alone, because that seems to be what's leading to...
This is how I handle the police and stuff like that, which is kind of wrong. I mean, we always thought, you know,
okay,
do what they say, you know.
You're right.
I mean, because, you know, they don't know you. You know, giving them bite talk.
Right.
You know, you're escalating the problem. So, you know.
Absolutely. Well, we're about to close out. I am going to attempt to take one caller. We got a caller in the queue, but I've been kind of afraid. This is our first show. We've been having some glitches. I'm going to attempt to take this call, see if we can hear it. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, no. You're breaking up a little bit. I can hear you.
Testing. Well, we did try.
Hello?
We're going to get this better next time. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Stick around. Big shout out to Mr. Keaton, the owner of this place, Bayou Cajun. The food is phenomenal. You guys like it? You guys like the food? The food is New Orleans style food. This man has been doing an awesome job. He made it possible to host this event.